Chav Zayin Amin Aleph 27A3, beginning of that page. In the Gemara, it's a little bit past midway.
Amud Beis?
Chav Zayin Amin Aleph. Okay, the Gemara brought down a Machlekes Abaye and Rava, besides about Eid Zaymim, if Lamafreya or not, but there's another argument between Abaye and Rava that the Halacha is a Kabaye, and that is of Mumer Eichon Nevelos L'Tiyovin. Okay? If a Mumer, meaning a sinner, ate treif of food because he enjoys it, he enjoys the treif of food, meaning he enjoys it, but okay, he can get kosher food and he doesn't, so then everybody says he's not kosher to testify. Okay? Why? So Rashi explains like this. Because a guy who would rather eat treif because it's cheaper, in other words, like this. To testify on monetary issues, you have to be a person who's honest with money. A person who is dishonest with money, you can't believe him to be a witness, right? That's a given. Now, if a guy, there's two reasons why a guy eats treif. One reason is because it's cheaper. That means he doesn't care, you know, he's not honest with money with Yiddishkeit. Okay? Because he wants the cheaper brand. So everybody says such a guy is interested in money, he cannot testify. But lahachis, what happens if he does it to defy Torah? That means, even if he can get kosher meat for the same price as non-kosher, he'll dafki to treif. So it's not an inyan of money by him. Mm. Right? It's not money by him. So then, Abaye said pasul. He's not a kosher witness, and Rav says he is kosher. Okay? What?
How the Beit Din would know that this person is spending his money in this way? They assume that every Jew is kosher.
Yeah, but what happens if they notice that this guy is eating treif?
Who notice?
Beis Din. Or witnesses notice. A witness, or Beis Din, notice that this person eats treif for meat.
Aiding doesn't walk around town.
But they have their people, they have Aiding. Okay, and if Beis Din saw it, what's the difference? Okay, now there's two reasons why a person eats treif for meat. Yeah? I'll give you an example. A lot of the immigrants, like Russians, yeah, why do they buy treif for meat? Because it's cheaper. It's cheaper. Give them kosher meat for the same price, they would buy kosher meat. It's cheaper, right? So they don't want to spend that much money, yeah? So everybody says they're not a kosher witness because they're into money. And if you're into money, you can't be a kosher witness. What happens if a guy does it to spite? I can get kosher meat, I definitely want to show I'm going to eat treif. Yeah? So Abaye said he's not a kosher witness, and Rava says he's kosher.
Why?
Rava says. So Mark explained before. Abaye said he's... We learned this before. Abaye said he's possible because he's a Russian. Bottom line, the guy eats treif. Rav Amar, yeah, but he could only be because of money. A person eats lahachis, meaning he's eat to spite, he's not because of money. According to Rav, only a non-kosher witness could only be non-kosher, not if he's a Russian. Abaye says any Russian cannot testify. This guy eats treif, he's a Russian. Rav says no, only if it's connected to money. Just because he eats treif doesn't mean that he's going to cheat with money. Because that's what...
What about if he's eating...
One minute. So the Gemara asked a question on Abaye. Okay? And the Gemara says, it says, Altashis Yata, Altashis Chomes Eid. And the Gemara says, what are the examples of non-kosher witnesses? People that lend money with interest, people that steal. Right? So the Gemara only says cases of monetary things. The Braisa. So you see from the Braisa that only monetary sins disqualify a person from being a witness. Correct? So the Gemara answered, Abaye is refuted. But the Gemara is going to change its mind later. But now the Gemara says, Abaye is refuted. Because that Braisa only said, who's disqualified from being a witness? Somebody who steals? Somebody who bows with interest? Right? Only monetary things. And Abaye said, any Russia is disqualified, not only for monetary issues. Correct? That's what we're up to now in the Gemara.
If somebody eats a tref, is not qualified for vengeance?
According to Ravi, he is. According to Abai, he's not.
No.
Well, it depends why he's eating tref. If he's eating tref because it's cheaper.
Have a taste.
Huh?
It's better.
Kosher meat tastes better.
No, I'm saying like there's like a cut that you can only get.
There's
is that considered?
That's the, not lahachis. That's the teyovin. Okay. So now the Gemara says, let's say that this argument between Abaye, the bottom line of to understand the Gemara further is, Abaye says any Russia is not a kosher witness. Mm-hmm. Rava said only one who's suspected of stealing money. Okay? It says, "Name a katanoi eight zaimim posel cholotayda kula." An eight zaimim, you know what eight zaimim is? The guy was disqualified because he said, "How you were with us, right?" So this guy who became disqualified, an eight zaimim, can never testify anymore. For any mitzvah in the Torah, he cannot testify. Divrei Rab Meir, okay? That's what Rab Meir holds. Rabbi Yosi Eimer, Rabbi Yosi says, no. When is Hazama no good? The witness that had Hazama is no good. Shehuzim b'dinei nefashis. When he was discredited in capital punishment cases. That means they testified somebody killed somebody. And then they became eight zaymen. Okay? Avol huzam b'dinei menaminis. Okay? But if he became Hazama in monetary things, kosher ledin in nefashis. He's kosher to testify in capital punishment cases. Meaning like this. The first opinion, the mayor says, an eid zaymim is a proven liar. Okay? And remember, why is he a proven liar? Because the Torah says we always believe the second one. Mm-hmm. Right? That means the first one, the Torah says, is disqualified. He's a liar. Why? I don't know, but that's what the Torah says. There's no reason. Remember, two said Reuven killed Shimon, two said Levi killed Shimon, right? They cancel each other out, but everybody's still kosher. Nobody was proven a liar yet, right? But by Eid Zaymim, when you say, how could you testify, you were with us in Hawaii, right? That guy, the Torah says, is a Russia. Mm-hmm. So the mayor says, this guy is a Russia, can never testify anymore in the Torah. For anything. Not capital punishment, not monetary cases. Okay? Now, comes along Rabbi Yosi and says no. When is he disqualified? When he was disqualified for a severe sin. When he testified falsely in capital punishment. Then, even then he had the chutzpah to testify falsely, he's a real Rasha. Okay? But a guy who lied in monetary cases, for capital punishment, we still believe him. Why? Because that a person takes a little bit more seriously. Money thinks it's only money.
It's a one way it works, not the other way.
Well, if he was Muslim in Mominis, then he could do for nefashis. But what happens if he did nefashis? He could testify for Mominis. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds.
Okay.
That's what he says. Avol huzam bedine Mominis, but if he was lied in monetary cases, kosher ledine nefashis. He's kosher to testify in capital punishment cases. Why? Because just because he lied in monetary cases doesn't mean a lie in capital punishment. Rav Meir says, listen, the guy's in Russia. He lied. Right? So if he's a liar, he's a liar. That's it. Rabbi Yosi says, no. A person will lie in small things, not in big things. So even though he lied in monetary things, but he's not going to lie when it comes to capital punishment. So we'll believe him then.
But somebody is lying continuously.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yosi says not true. Rabbi Yosi says a guy will lie when it comes. Moshe, I'll give you an example. In Bab Metzia, we mentioned this. Choshed amamayna, choshed ashvoasa or not. There's an argument in the Gemara. Not a guy who proven stole money. A guy who suspected choshed. On monetary cases, do we allow him to swear or not? One opinion, the Gemara says no, because if you suspect, like you said, if he's a liar, he's a liar. He'll swear falsely. The other opinion says no. The same thing like over the logic of Rabbi Yosi. A monetary, maybe he's suspected, but a shvua, you say God's name, and it's a whole, you know, the world trembled when God said, don't say my name in vain. That a guy, if he's a definite liar in money, he's going to swear falsely too. We don't let him swear. But the base, I mean, that opinion the Gemara says, just because he suspected a monetary issues, that doesn't mean we should suspect him when it comes to a shvur. The fact is, many people will sin smaller sins, but not big sins. What's more serious, monetary witness or capital punishment? I mean, capital punishment witness is much serious, much more serious. So the mayor says, no, if he's a liar, like you said, if he's a liar, he's a liar. That's it. We can't trust him anytime. Rabbi Yossi says, no. If he was apostle, if he lied in Dina Nefashis and capital punishment, we don't let him testify in money for sure. Because then for sure money will lie. But if he lies in money, we're not going to say that necessarily he'll lie in capital punishment. So we believe him.
Rabbi, these are the same cases that if somebody has a restaurant, he's not, he's Mechalo Shabbos, but he can be a Mashiach.
No.
It's not the same case.
Mechal Shabbos is worse. If a guy's Mechal Shabbos, how can you trust him in kashrus?
It's two different things. One is Isur, one is...
Isur.
So we cannot separate that.
No. Mechal Shabbos is then like a guy, he's not believed.
So because it's Isur. But if the guy was, he was dishonest in Ma'amonat, but he's accepted for being a Mashiach on the kashrus.
Yeah.
The same reason that...
You know, I'll give you an example. Technically, I'm not saying you should. Halachically, a guy who's suspected in adultery is kosher to be a mashgiach in the store.
What? Why? The both isur?
So he could be or could not be?
Technically, he could be.
Why?
It doesn't make him like a guy. Chilu Shabbos makes him like a guy. And this doesn't.
But both are isur.
So what?
Adultery is the same as three things that is the...
It doesn't make you like a guy.
Yeah. It's cut it.
What does that have to do with being
a... Let me ask you a question. Now, Trebbe says this in Tanya, by the way. That it's existing. Let me ask you a question. Life endangering situation. On Shabbos. You desecrate Shabbos?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
To save a life, you desecrate Shabbos?
No, I don't do that.
On Shabbos?
If you just save somebody...
No, I'm saying to save a life, you desecrate Shabbos?
No.
You let the guy die?
No, we don't save it.
You, right. That's, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was getting scared.
No. We saved.
Okay. You saved the life and desecrate Shabbos.
We saved. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Desecrate Shabbos. Okay. To save a life to commit adultery, what are you doing? You have to give up your life. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's stricter?
10% or 10% people know.
No. What's stricter?
Almost reverse, huh?
What's stricter? Shabbos you desecrate. Adultery you can't desecrate. Right. Hello?
Yes,
yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Yet, Shabbos makes you like a guy, and adultery doesn't. So which one's stricter? Shabbos is stricter, makes you like a guy, adultery doesn't. It doesn't make sense. Shabbos is stricter, yet you desecrate Shabbos to save a life. Adultery is not as strict, and...
You die.
You die. So the Rebbe proves in Tanya, he says this. So you see, it's exercise, it doesn't make sense. But the bottom line is, Chilu Shabbos... Openly, publicly, desecrating Shabbos makes you a guy. An adultery doesn't. So Mashkiach any store, in a restaurant, that's Mechal Shabbos, is not believed. That's like a guy. A guy is not believed, neither is him. Adultery? I'm not saying you should use him. Never. But I'm saying, Apidin is a kosher witness.
Is it owner of the Dohemi kosher market could be a kosher witness?
Now it's only from June. What do you mean?
No, the previous.
I don't know. What's the difference?
So it's a Gezerat Hakatuv. It's not because of this reason.
Right.
Oh.
So that's what I'm telling you. That Shabbos makes it like a guy is Gezerat Hakatuv. That adultery doesn't is also Gezerat Hakatuv.
How does it make it like a guy? What?
Shabbos. The Gemara says, Dinei Ka'akum. What does it mean? You can't count it for a minion. You can't eat a shechita. You can't definitely not be a witness. You can't give him an aliyah. If he touches your wine, it's treif.
Okay, what is the pasuk? I mean, say gezerat hakatuv. Where is the what pasuk talks about.
I don't know if the Gemara knows how from pasuk. Maybe they do. I don't remember.
So when we say gezeirat hakatuv, it means
no gezeirat hakatuv means it doesn't make sense. The logic doesn't make sense.
What about tinuk shenishba?
Oh, it's a tinuk shenishba. It's the heter for everything.
So now I'm saying, so they could be a mishkiach.
They're more machmir with that, but technically, yeah, he doesn't have a din of Machal Shabbos.
So any family members has to go to, they said the food is kosher, you can believe it.
Apidin, can you believe him? Yeah. Should you? It's a different story. It's a different story.
Just don't go to his restaurants.
Adultery is...
I'll give an example. What also, Apidin... A guy comes home to dinner, yeah. His wife serves him dinner. Let's say, he eats it, yeah.
She's not kosher with this.
No, 1 minute. By the way, hello. How do I know the food's kosher? I'm trusting her.
Yeah.
I'm trusting her, right?
You stick a goof on.
Huh? She's a woman, and she's one witness. When a woman gives you a plate of food, you're eating it because you trust her that she bought kosher. You didn't go with her to the store. Right? Let's say, some of them husbands do, or some husbands buy the food, whatever. But you come home, she serves you dinner. There's basically, or a woman goes to mikveh, she comes home and says, I went to mikveh. Maybe she went for a ride. Maybe she went to the movies. How do you know she went to the mikveh? Now, she's one witness, plus she's a woman. Nothing personal. But, so the din is, Eid Echad Nemen B'Sudan. One witness, which when Eid Echad Neman, it means even women, even people that are not kosher witnesses. When it comes to Isser and Heter, yes, no, kosher not, she's believed. Yeah? So why isn't it enough? Why does a guy, a frum guy, let's say, that owns a butcher store, a restaurant, why does he need a mashgiach? Why can't he be believed? He's a frum Jew. Frum Jew, mamash a frum Jew, long pious, you know. That doesn't make him from, by the way. But why isn't he believed to say the food? What do you need to pay a mashgiach?
You don't have to have a mashgiach. Well, if somebody shomer Shabbos, you don't.
A restaurant that has a shomer Shabbos owner doesn't need a mashgiach.
That's what I heard.
A nayadin. Why do you need a mashgiach?
Money. Yeah.
Because it's a monetary issue now. It might be low if it's in
the
house. It's a whole different story. But now it's business. Then I'll be done. You need a mashgiach.
Right.
Not as strict. You can have Yetzavin Nechnes. I mean, you don't need it as strict because the guy's from. There's a certain level of, but still, because it's money, you know, when it comes to money, a lot of people do a lot of things. What?
The answer.
You believe her because she's your wife?
No.
Or
any woman?
Why not? She's Ishtek Gufo. So what happens to Ishtek?
If the wife says that, if she's not your wife and she says the food is kosher, you believe her?
Apidin, you're allowed to believe her. Up with then, you believe it.
But if she's not Shabbos,
then you don't believe it.
You don't believe
it. Right.
Huh? What happened to Inyan of
Ishtek? What? Because if you know what's going on in the house and you know they're not careful out of ignorance, you know, the people that don't keep kosher out of ignorance, the butcher don't know. Right? Many people think you can use the same things for the milchiks and fleishiks. Many people think you can, you know, they're not careful in products they buy. They buy products without a hechshir. Yeah, what could be wrong with oil? Yeah, what's the problem? Oil is the biggest shal in kashrus is an oil. Okay? So, it's like, they don't, but the person thinks, what could be wrong with vegetable oil? Yeah? They don't, what could be wrong? There's no pig in it. The answer is, you can't, because there's like ignorance. So the question, how do you trust people? You know, you need to trust Apidin. If a person says this, how do you trust a mashgiach in the catering?
You don't.
Apidin, you trust him, because he's Eid Echad.
Spiritually speaking, whose responsibility? Somebody puts a kosher and says, this is kosher. He's responsible. You're eating it because it is kosher. You have no problem.
Let me ask you a question.
Poison.
Somebody, I mentioned this.
I understand that, but I mean, a spiritual, how could you trust the guy says it's kosher, it's kosher.
That's so it. You have to know, is it a trustworthy person, what the story is?
A trustworthy person is just a Shomer Shabbos person.
Alpidin, yep.
What's the meaning of Apide?
According to Halacha, if you ask technical Halacha, yes.
I know, but when you say that, that means that still don't?
No, I didn't say that.
Still, they have to check the Mashiach and from the organization.
All the kashrus organizations scream. They write the articles. You go to a wedding. Do people even ask if there's a Mashgiach? Do you see the Mashgiach? Do you know who he is? Do you know what's going on? You know what I mean?
What, everybody's going to walk in the kitchen and come in? Nobody's
no, but they're talking to Frum Eden.
Rabbi, could you explain why Ishtar Kegufo, the Din, does not come into play here? Because you trust yourself.
Your wife is not you, I promise you.
The trust one that me. Becomes you.
See, they're not you. They're not you, trust me.
Still, yeah, they check the...
But we have Paskening, a lot of Shabbos.
Ishtar Kegufo is in certain dinim, not Stamazai.
Not with regard to
Yisurim? No. Woman, your wife sins, you get punished? Your wife eats treif, you get punished because she's your body?
Your wife buys and then you pay the bill.
So
that's part of it.
So where does it apply, Ishtar Kegufo? In Halacha?
By Kinyonim, by a lot of things.
But not Israel.
No. Okay. So therefore, coming back to this point, Rav Meir says, I'm going to say the whole thing again. Rav Meir holds that a person that was a liar in witnesses is a liar for everything. Rav Yossi says, no. If he was in capital punishment, he's a liar for money, but if he's a liar in money, he's not a liar for capital punishment. So the Gemara says, let's say that this is the argument of Abai and Rava. Name Abaye Krameir, let's say Abaye holds a Krameir, and he's going to explain. That Rava Krabyesi, and Rava holds a Krabyesi, meaning Abaye says he's always puzzled, right? What does Abaye say? That Murmur Latiyavin, I mean Murmur Lahachis is also puzzled. Abaye says any sin he's a sin, right? That's it. So Abaye Krameir Dominin Mikulu Lachumra, even from less to more, he's still considered a sinner. Okay? Now, who is a worse sinner? A guy that eats meat, lahachis, to spite God, or a guy that eats meat because it's cheaper?
Spite God.
No, spiting God is only between you and God. The other way is between both, money and money, and money, man and God. That's what Abaye holds. The Gemara is going to change it, but this is what the Gemara thinks now. Abaye says, a guy that eats lahachis in spite is only going against God. Okay. A guy that eats for pleasure, means he wants, he's into money, will be dishonest between man to man.
But not with man to God.
He's still sinning. For money, if you sin, you're still no good between man and God. So Abaye says, one second, the guy is puzzled because he also got a mayor. The mayor is easier, harder, it doesn't matter. If you're no good, you're no good, period. And Rava, Dama Krabyesi, Rava that says, if you eat it, Latayavan, you're puzzled, but Lahachas, you're kosher. Because he says like this, like Krabyesi. If he's a liar in a more stricter case, then we make he's a liar in a less strict case. But from a lesser evil to a harder evil, we don't say he'll do it. So this is the argument of Abaye and Rava. So Gemara says, like, it's not true. Gemara says like this. Aliba drabyesi kula amale pligi. According to Rabbi Yossi, everybody disagrees. What? Yeah, loy pligi, because everybody disagrees with with Rabbi Yossi. Abaye for sure can't. What are they arguing about? Ki pligi aliba d'Rav Meir. Okay? Why? Because Abaye amar k'Rav Meir, Abaye says like Rav Meir, that what? That if once he's a sinner, he's a sinner. It doesn't matter, right? So it doesn't matter why you're eating the meat, you're a sinner. Rav amar, but Rav says like this, I can hold like Rav Meir also. Rav Meir says if you're a less sinner, you're disqualified for a bigger sin. And here Rav says, lahachis is kosher. He says, Ad kan lo kamar ha-meyer hosim el agabe eid zemen the mamin. Because what did Rav Meir say? If a guy's a liar in monetary cases, he's a liar in capital punishment. Now, if you're a liar in monetary cases, who are you bad to? God and people. Both. But a person who eats meat, trade for meat, only to spite, he's only bad to God, but he's not bad to people. He could be a very good person. And the Gemara says, the halachas of kavasid abaya, the halachas of kabaya, in this mumer l'tiyoven, that you puzzle either way. So the Gemara says, but they just refuted abaya before they said abaya is refuted. He said, that goes according to Rabbi Yossi. The brisa they brought against abaya goes according to Rabbi Yossi that says, only from harder to lenient do we disqualify him, but not from lenient to stricter. But Abaya holds, and that's the halacha, the Gemara says, any Rasha is disqualified. No matter why you eat the meat, if you're eating it to spite, you're eating it because you want to save money, it doesn't matter. You're a Rasha, it doesn't matter, easier or harder. Once you're a Rasha for everything.
How is it that when you do it for money, you're being bad to him and to someone else?
No.
Does God say you're allowed to cheat?
Cheat.
If I lie in money, it's called cheating.
No, I'm saying you buy the meat.
Meat, not kosher meat.
That shows him, so you're saving money.
Okay.
You're doing it for money means you really are into keeping money for yourself.
For yourself, yeah.
Yeah, and you at the same time you're sinning to God.
No, he doesn't. He's not paying attention that he's sinning to God.
If you buy expensive things,
he's not cheap. Who is when they are cheating? Anybody that starts cheating, they think about I'm going against God. No, they are going against the other guy. It's Ben Adam v'Chaveru. I don't know why we connected.
Moshe says, show me what is written.
The what?
A person will sin for monetary gain.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Ben Adam v'Chaveru.
Okay. Not Ben Adam.
The guy buys cheaper meat. That means he's willing to sin to save money. That means in monetary issues he's willing to sin.
Exactly.
So then you can't believe him in monetary issues. But at the same time, he's eating treif.
He's not paying attention.
A person that steals is bein adam lamakom or bein adam lechaveri. And he's not doing bein adam lechaveri.
No. Who is paying attention? Bein adam.
Did he sin or not?
He sinned, but he's not thinking about the sin.
But if you sin, that's between you and God.
But he's not thinking about the sin.
It doesn't matter.
So all Ben Adam
Chaveres
are also...
Yes!
How do you know what he's thinking?
And all Ben Adam Lamakas, by the way, Ben Adam Chaveres too.
Oh, so...
How come?
Because God said don't do it.
The guy doesn't know. He's not Shomer Shabbos.
Why are the five Ten Commandments 5 and 5?
Idolatry. How's that between
Chaveres and Chaveres? Because, no, that's not the point. In order to be good... Between man and man, you need to be good and man to God. In order to be good between man and God, you need to be good between man and man. That's why the term made
both
5 and 5.
Connected.
Together, it's a total picture. The only question is, what is the emphasis? Bein Adam LaChaveira, Bein Adam LaMakom.
Who pays attention Bein Adam LaMakom? When they are cheating...
God!
Yes.
God Hashem says you're apostolate.
Okay, but the guy himself, yeah, we're talking about the guy, if he's kosher for witness or not. He is cheating somebody else. At the same time, he's thinking, oh, I'm going against God. No way. Who does it?
Fact is he's going against God.
The fact is. But he's not...
It doesn't matter what he thinks. Fact is he's sinning.
We are not caring about if he's a kosher. If
I steal money from you, what am I doing? Ben Adam L'Chaver, Ben Adam L'Makom.
As far as I'm concerned,
I'm a tzaddik.
But as a mitzad and aid, mitzad, no.
God said, don't steal.
We are talking about an aid. An aid, if he's doing correctly, the aid is...
Let's say it again, in Europe.
It has to be with the aid. We are not talking... Is he a good aid or not?
The Torah says a Russia cannot be an aid. Yes?
Yes.
You got it?
Yes.
No.
I'll toss in Russia.
I have a question.
One second, let me finish with this guy.
You'll never be prison.
You'll be a Russia. Are you a kosher witness? Yes or no? Okay, God, the Torah says no. Okay. Okay.
So it's
now. Okay. It's a cause, but it's logical. If a guy sinned, he's not trustworthy. That's an honest person. He'll lie, he'll do whatever it takes.
But he's good with the God in him or not.
Let me ask you a question. Somebody who steals, did they do an Aveda Ben Adam Lamakim?
Yes.
So why did you just say no the whole time?
With regard, if he's an aide, we want to know if
the
he
The Torah
can.
Says a Russia cannot be an aide.
Okay,
what is a Russia?
Anybody that does say.
Chilu Shabbos is Ben Adam Lachaveda Ben Adam Lamakim.
Okay.
Does it make you a goy? A Russia?
Yes.
Why can't he testify on monetary things? He's a wonderful person. He's the nicest person in the world.
So it's not the
most
logic.
Honest person in the world is Mechalel Shabbos. Is he a kosher witness?
No.
Why would you think he never lies? He never lied in his life. Yeah? The guy never lied. Really? The guy never lied in his life. Why would you think because he doesn't keep Shabbos, he's going to lie in court to testify against somebody that's a lie? Why would he testify, Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, if he knows it's not true? The guy never lied in his life. Why is he not a kosher witness?
The Torah says it.
Because the Torah calls him a Rasha, because he's Mechal Shabbos, and he can't testify, period.
It's not logical. It's illogical what we are talking.
You're right. All the dinim of witnesses are logical. What's wrong with a woman? She can't testify?
No, Pierre Messi.
Why can't she say a witness? Why can't Meisha and Aaron testify? Meisha and Aaron testify together. Why can't they testify?
Fine, okay. So it's not the question of being Adam and Malcolm.
But
is
the question is, there's a logic though. If the Torah says you're only not kosher, Bein Adam in an easier sin, let's say you lied in Mammon.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, did the Torah consider you Russia enough even for capital punishment? So that's the machlek is abayin rava. So the Gemara rules, Allah is a abayin.
That even that, in that case.
We found the price that the Gemara refuted abayin by saying there's only a monetary issue. The Gemara said, yeah, that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. But Allah is a abayin.
Across the board.
Person that's like Tinnit with Mishpah or someone that learned.
But the Gemara doesn't talk about Tinnit Shanish.
Doesn't matter.
The Gemara doesn't talk about, in practical din, about Tinnik Shanishba. Because in those days, there weren't Tinnik Shanishbas.
Okay.
People that were Chal Shabbos knew what Shabbos was, and they desecrated
it.
Right. So across the board, in that's the halacha. It's no good.
Yeah, they're the kabayim. What?
Cheating in a tax is stealing or not?
Oh.
I've never heard that before.
Nobody qualified. Did anybody qualify?
Oh, I have to pay my taxes.
Nobody qualified for witness.
I come to Tanya, everybody's Russia, so how do you define it?
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't mean Russia of Tanya. The holy people today are Russia of a table. The holy people.
Kirasha. Like
it's discussed, by the way, in the contemporary law.
Yeah, nobody's qualified.
Right.
Yeah, so, why witness? We don't have any witnesses.
Everybody on diet.
What do you mean? How do you know you cheat?
Everybody do something in tax, rejip, some loop, something they do.
Oh, tax loop is not cheating.
So why not? Sometimes it's not legal, it's making for himself.
Illegal loophole.
A legal loophole is not cheating.
Everybody says, the
people say, Hillel may prosbol, that's cheating the system, or Heter Iskis is cheating the system,
yeah, why
right?
Not? Why not?
Because just like Lahavdil in income tax law, there's certain deductions that you're legally allowed to have. It's not cheating. So when you use those deductions, you're cheating the government.
But you are going against what the Torah says, and Rabbanon came and...
No, Rabbanon said because it's... Shemitah b'zman zemid Rabbanon. Shemitah z'ksav mid Rabbanon. So Rabbanon said you can make a prosbol. It's not chas v'shalom.
So prosbol is going to go away at the time of Mashiach.
Huh?
Probably. Well, then you won't need it.
So when they have witnesses, they have to the Beit Din study about their reputation and their background of the witnesses. That
especially in capital people, punishment, yeah.
They have to know who are these witnesses.
Yeah.
Could the witnesses be from?
In fact, Halacha says, let's say a witness comes to a court, they witness the murder. And they come here locally. And the guy's from a different town. We don't know who the guy is. He has to bring two witnesses of people that know him that he's a kosher witness.
Yeah.
In capital punishment, not so much in money, but in capital punishment, they, you know, you're killing somebody. They have to, if Bezman doesn't know this guy, they need two witnesses to come and testify that they know this guy and he's a kosher guy. Even today they do it. Somebody wants to make aliyah, right? A rabbi has to sign a letter that he knows them and they're Jewish. Or in Israel, you want to get married, right? Mm-hmm. You need to get a letter from a rabbi that knows you, that you're kosher and Jewish, and you're allowed to get married, and you were never married before. Mm-hmm. It is done today also. If not, there's no system.
Yeah, but how do you know like, all the time that the guy is never married?
Because the Gemara says, if a guy comes, okay, this guy, yeah, comes to the shul, he tells me he's Jewish. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, we don't really know.
Abidin, yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't say. I never said it.
They're not trusted.
I never said it.
I'll ask you a question.
I never said
okay,
it.
Okay, no, and I'm not joking. No, I'm not joking.
I'm not.
I don't mean about you.
Okay.
I'm not joking. A guy walks into a show, yeah? He says he's Jewish. You believe him or he's not believe him?
How are you testing?
Yeah, you believe him.
You believe him. Did you check him out?
No.
Did you find out? Maybe he's not.
No.
But it depends. If you want to do a wedding for that guy, then you need proof that he's Jewish. Or if a guy that you knew was a guy, knew he was a guy, and one day he walks into the show and he said, hey, I did a gaydus. I converted. Alpidin, you need to prove it. He has to show the papers.
To be in a part of Minyan?
And huh?
To get an aliyah?
Even to get an aliyah, to be counted a Minyan, all that.
To put on tefillin?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But even then, Taisus says, nowadays we don't believe in so much. I mean, it depends for what. Taisus says, for Marshall, for a guy walks into a shul, anybody here, me, how does anybody know anybody's Jewish? Yeah. You're at my bris, you're at my birth. I mean, no, so the thing is, you believe him for certain things. But for major things, you need to prove that the guy's Jewish. Hmm. You need to know the family. You, what?
Some people you can't prove.
There's a big shadus takir. Shluchim have this all over the time, all over the place. How do you know? So there's ways of trying to find out.
Well, how do you prove that this person was never married before? You just met him. Like, how are you going to know about his whole life, what he did in this state, what that state?
No, but then certain people are believed because it's something that you could find out, so the person's not going to lie. I'm saying all these things, so sometimes you do need proof.